This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
In celebration of Journeys of Discovery's 31st anniversary of being an on-air and digital media podcast travel show, we're going back in time and selecting the best of the best of the shows that have aired over the last 31 years. And that includes a show that aired on KCBX back in July 2011, A Journey to the Top of the Intercontinental Hotel's Top of the Mark. Nob Hill, San Francisco, was dubbed the Hill of Palaces by Robert Louis Stevenson back in 1879 in homage to the opulent abodes of tycoons and robber barons. Railroad tycoon Mark Hopkins designed a stunning 40-room turreted palace atop Nob Hill, but died before completion. And then the Hopkins Palace burnt to the ground in the aftermath of the great 1906 San Francisco earthquake. Hopkins' legacy was revived when the grand 19-story Mark Hopkins Hotel atop Nob Hill opened its doors in 1926. The Mark Hopkins instantly etched its reputation as a veritable icon of the city by the bay. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, the Mark was the place to see and be seen and was a hotspot for society balls, weddings, honeymoons, and more. In 1939, the hotel transformed the owner's penthouse suite into the Top of the Mark Sky Room, with its breathtaking panoramic vistas of the city skyline, the Golden Gate, Treasure Island, and the East Bay beyond. The Top of the Mark was an immediate sensation for those seeking a memorable night of libations and dancing the night away to the tunes of jazz and big band. With the advent of World War II, the Mark Hopkins quickly earned its spot in the hearts and minds of an entire generation of Americans. Throughout the war, soldiers, sailors, and aviators would bring their loved ones to the Top of the Mark for a last dance and a last toast before shipping out for the battlefields of the Pacific and European theaters of war. Today, the Intercontinental Mark Hopkins and the Top of the Mark remain as must-dos for honeymooners, lovers, as well as veterans and servicemen coming or returning from overseas assignments. Over the years, the Intercontinental Mark Hopkins has maintained its reputation as a destination for not only romance, but the business of the world. The Mark has hosted 12 U.S. presidents, Charles de Gaulle, Nikita Khrushchev, and celebrities such as Liz Taylor, Tony Bennett, of course, Johnny Carson, Brad Pitt, Mick Jagger, Elvis, Sean Connery, and many more. I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join us at the Top of the Mark in the legendary Sky Room. We're here with Bilal Hodge, the Top of the Mark manager, and Charles Bellow, the area director of sales for Intercontinental Hotels of San Francisco. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tom, welcome to the legendary Sky Lounge, the Top of the Mark.
I love it. Tell us the history of the Top of the Mark.
This hotel is just such rich history. This was a home, and that's what makes this place so special. It was a mansion that was built by Mark Hopkins. Well, he built his home here. Unfortunately, he had a tragic death and never saw the completion of the home. His wife had a little scandalous incident where she ended up marrying the designer of the hotel, her second husband, so she saw the mansion actually built. She then passed away, passed on her $70 million estate to him.
A lot of money back then.
Man, I can only imagine. 1904, I think it was, he then sold it to what is now known as the American Art Institute, or the Art Institute. And unfortunately for them, the 1906 earthquake happened. No damage done by that, but the horrific fire that then ensued crept up Nob Hill and burned down the hotel. Unbeknownst to anything, the only thing that survived was a chimney stack, a retaining wall, and a big well of water underneath the hotel that would have saved the hotel, but no one knew about the well underneath the mansion itself. So the mansion could have been saved, but it wasn't. No fire department knew about that switch except the chief of fire, and he didn't mention it to really anybody, and he was a little too busy to let people know.
Amazing. So post-1906 earthquake, what happened here?
Well, then the Art Institute eventually was looking for someone. They built a temporary structure, and a gentleman by the name of George D. Smith, who made all of his money in mining, he came to this spot and said, I am going to build a great hotel here. So he was a hotel investor as well. So hence, he decided to build the Mark Hopkins Hotel in honor of the Mark Hopkins name, kept it. He lived in what we're sitting in now. This used to be a penthouse suite up here. So one day, he was coming down in his elevator as the hotel was doing really well, and he said, you know, I want to build something amazing at the top of this hotel. But I want to put a sky lounge at the top of the Mark is what I want to do, but I have no idea what I want to call it. And hence, the top of the Mark was named just by that conversation. And so with that, you'll see this hotel is just vibrant energy, that memories are made every single second up here at the top of the Mark, but also in the hotel. It's, you know, having that homey feeling. There's no other place where you want to be yourself, where you share those experiences when you feel comfortable, and you definitely feel that at this hotel.
What year did the hotel open again?
The hotel, December 4th, 1926, was the Mark Hopkins Hotel. It wasn't Intercontinental until the 70s.
So it had a good run through the end of the Roaring Twenties until the Depression hit, and I presume that it kind of limped along until World War II came, and then this place made its mark on the world, didn't it?
Good pun on that word there. Oh, during the 20s and 30s, 40s even, this is where all the big bands would come perform in our ballrooms, dancing, entertainment, but that's when the Sky Lounge made its mark.
Let's talk about World War II. Bilal, do you want to go there and explain the wonderful, the legacy that lives on today at the top of the Mark?
It is amazing. Like Charles said, the top of the Mark opened in 1939 after when it been converted to a Sky Lounge. And back in the days, we, you know, Treasure Island used to be a military base, which is all the soldiers used to hang out at the top of the Mark to have a drink between them or with their family, and then they have to ship out. So the family stays here at one hour corner. We call it Weeper's Corner, which is all they are waving their family, their soldiers going away. And the same thing when the ship comes back, the same thing that some of them, they are waiting for their family around here. So today, like every year on Fleet Week, we honor the tradition, which is we always offer a free glass of bourbon to our soldiers today, for active soldier or inactive.
Tell us about the story of the squadron bottles. I love that tale.
Yes. In World War II, because Top of the Mark was famous because of the soldiers, used to have more than 30,000 soldiers here a year at Top of the Mark. So the tradition was we start with our bottle, and they start drinking, we offer on a house, and the last person who finished the bottle, he needs to buy the new one.
Celebrates and says, you know what, they didn't finish the bottle per se, so they said, look, we're going to leave this for any servicemen. At that time, it was, I think, anyone in his regiment that wanted to come back, but now it's any serviceman. Anyone can have a drink from this. Doesn't matter, they don't pay it. It's covered. However, the person that takes the last drip of the bottle, they have to buy the bottle for the next crew. And we've continued that tradition at the top of the Mark for years and years and years, and it still goes on. Any servicemen or women still actively serving or not can take part in this great tradition.
Love it. And I imagine you still have some World War II vets coming back with their wives for one last look at the top of the Mark.
Exactly. You see the servicemen and women that come in and just remember and tell the stories of when they actually had their first drink out of that original bottle. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the top of the Mark. Now, this is a restaurant too?
It is a restaurant and bar at the same time. We do offer, like on Sunday, we do brunches. We have one of the best brunch here in San Francisco. We always have something going on at the Mark Hopkins. That's what is amazing about this hotel. Four nights a week, we do have live music. On Tuesday, we have a movie night. This has been a great success for us. We do free wine tasting and for 2 hours, and after that, you have a movie. And all the movie we pass on here is movie related to the Mark Hopkins or San Francisco area.
Give us an example of some of the more iconic.
Like we did Dirty Harry, we did Bullet in 1950 with Paul Newman, I think. We're still going all the way to September 6th, so which is every Tuesday we do a movie night. Mm-hmm. Wednesday we have live music, we do piano jazz on Wednesday night. On Thursday we do swing. Friday and Saturday we do Motown and R&B. We have the Thursday night is one of the amazing night here at Top of the Mark. We have a swing. And most of our guests dress up like the old time. This was, it's not something we see every day. And most of the servicemen today who come back, they know what's going on Thursday. Most of them, they like to come on Thursday because in World War II, that was the time, the swing, the blues and everything, yes.
Mm-hmm. The tradition, so when Georgie Smith was thinking about putting his penthouse suite and changing into Sky Lounge, he's the one that was concerned. He didn't think that having 360-degree views of this beautiful city would actually draw people in. So he actually started with big bands coming and performing at the Sky Lounge. And Top of the Mark then had continued that tradition. And as he said, Thursday nights is the night they come.
That's so cool to be there and be seen.
Yeah, on Thursday night, the good thing about it is people wait at the door at least 30 to 45 minutes, and no one leave. They wait. They wait 45 minutes just to have that drink and have some 40s ambiance and everything. It's amazing.
And that's today. That's not World War II.
Yes, it is. That's what the Top of the Mark features, yes. And now we are working on some program for falls, which is we are preparing ourselves for the holidays. This is one of the good things going on here at Mark Hopkins. A lot of energy, a lot of positive energy in the air about the holidays here in Mark Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that over the years, historically and today, that this is a special occasion place that continues where people come back again and again.
Correct. Yes, it is. You know, we offer packages for special occasions like honeymoon, anniversaries, birthdays, and people are really excited just to use those packages. It's amazing because, like you said, you know, you feel home. When you come to the Top of the Mark, you feel at home. Very friendly staff, service is amazing. The view is great. I think we are the last one with a view like this in San Francisco.
Yeah, I can't imagine more panoramic than this.
Yes.
This is great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Tell us about a little taste about the food. Is there a signature dish, or is it just...
We do have... Our chef name is Christophe Depuis-Chaffray. He's trying to work on American fusion, American-French food. And we just come up with different menu. It's appetizer menu, and our dish is the mise platter. The mise platter, that's our signature, which is that's what we sell a lot. It's amazing. I would say is Lebanese, originally is Lebanese dish, but today we made it like French, fusion French-American style, and it's amazing dish. That's one of our signature dish. Yes.
The food is just sensational up here, but what we really started out as was a Sky Lounge. So we encourage everyone to look at our martini menu. We have a list of over 100 different martinis on our list. We encourage you to try them all, just not all at the same seating. But we have a martini named after anyone and anyone famous in the city, after any occasion, and if you have one specialty that's not on the menu, we can get that made as well.
I love it. Let's go downstairs for a moment and talk about the hotel itself. I took a tour earlier today and saw some of the incredible rooms that you have. Even your standard rooms are pretty cool, but the suites are to die for and have some views that can contend with the Top of the Mark.
The hotel actually was designed architecturally by gentlemen Weeks and Day, and they were well known at the era when they built the hotel. They erected a kind of middle structure and then put two wings on the hotel. And they purposely did that knowing that there were going to be exceptional views in every single room. So you're out either looking out into the bay, seeing Golden Gate Bridge, or what's my favorite view in the evening is looking back into the city of San Francisco and watching this magical city just sparkle. It's truly amazing. And you feel that in all of our event function space as well. We have this gorgeous room called the Peacock Court. It is where the big bands performed in the 20s, 30s, and 40s when they had the military balls and all sorts of events. That was the place to do. And we have another ballroom called the Room of the Dons, which has six beautiful murals painted depicting of the inception of California. It's just absolutely exquisite.
Let's back up to the murals too, because I was just down there looking at those earlier. Those are original world-class works of art. Tell us a little bit about the history of the art.
Yeah, two individuals, Maynard and Dixon, who were famous muralists in the West Coast, were commissioned to come to the hotel before its opening and paint these murals. And their genre was they loved the history of California itself. So you actually see the goddess Queen Calafia pictured in one of the murals, just an exquisite, exquisite woman. And a little story about her, the model who actually sat down for that photo came back to the hotel last year or 2 years ago to see it, and she still looks fabulous after all these years. So amazing history.
So incredible, though, to have something so well preserved and exactly as what you would have seen in 1926. That's cool. That's rare.
It is. And, you know, I think that's what we're fortunate to be in such a magical city. I think romance is alive, and you still feel that without people, and that's what brings people to this hotel. They feel that spark, they feel that sense of excitement when they come walk into our doors. You walk right into our lobby, and you can sense that history and feel it, and it's just alive in people.
We're out of time. I wish we could go on, but I want my parting word is this place is so cool. It just, it's got me that it's a place that you could come to and stay and never leave. And miss out on half of San Francisco and have a really good time just looking out of your own room and walking around and enjoying the mark itself.
It is. It's a place not to be missed, and we encourage you to stay as long as you want. We have great guest rooms, great food, and great beverages, so we'd love to see anyone.
Oh, I love it. Before we go, I have to mention one of my special, most favorite moments of the last 30 years in San Francisco. I was hanging out right in front of the Mark Hopkins, and I'm talking with your car valet named Jack, who had been working here for years and years. He told me the story of when Charles de Gaulle was driven up in a limo to the front of your hotel. De Gaulle thinks that Jack is an American general, I guess, and salutes Jack. And Jack goes to attention and salutes de Gaulle back. Love that moment. And it says something about the Mark Hopkins and the personalities here.
Oh, there are so many. Jack was and is an icon of the hotel, and that's not the uncommon thread of this hotel. Every single employee of this hotel is what makes this experience at this hotel so unique and so special. I can tell a story, and Bilal can attest to this, about that we have servers up at the top of the market that have been here over 30 years. We have employees that have been here over 30 years. And we have couples that come down, have a table, and I think we have almost, on a weekly basis, we have 3 to 5 people propose. And there was this one time where this one server was walking around and saw this couple propose, and it was the most romantic experience of life. Well, they just came back to celebrate their 35th wedding anniversary. The server is still here and still remembered that same experience. So for them, they were able to relive that moment in time with the same people. It was amazing.
I love it. And that's really what a world-class hotel experience is about. It's not, like you said, the thread count. It's not the gold filigree. It's the human experience, and that's what makes it memorable and priceless. And you guys definitely have it here.
Thank you so much. We do, and it's what makes this place so special. It is the people. We are the heart of the hotel, and we let it shine throughout the entire hotel.
I love it. Charles, for further information, if somebody wanted to check out the website,
you'd go to intercontinentalmarkhopkins.com.
We've been talking with Charles Bello, the Area Director of Sales at the Intercontinental Hotels of San Francisco, and Bilal Hajj, the Top of the Mark Manager. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom. It's been a true pleasure.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure.
Mine, too, but you're going to have to kick me out now.
We'll buy you a drink now.
There you go. I love it. This is wonderful. This is your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting for National Public Radio Affiliates, KCBX serving San Luis Obispo County, KSBX serving Santa Barbara County, and KNBX serving Southern Monterey County.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives.
and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.